The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded. The following program is sponsored by Bridgeway Community Church.
Today is an encore presentation of Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. We're not taking your calls today, but thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show.
It's Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. Guess what today is? It's Open Phone-In Friday. Are you ready to talk to me? Come on, let's go.
Live from our nation's capital, welcome to Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. An expert on race, religion, and relationships, Dr. Anderson wants to talk to you. Our phone lines are now open. 888-432-7434. And now, please welcome Dr. David Anderson, your bridge-building voice in the nation's capital.
That's me. Your bridge-building voice right here in the nation's capital, covering all of the DMV, parts of West Virginia and Pennsylvania as well, on WAVA 105.1 FM right here out of Arlington, Virginia on Salem Media. Hey, thanks a lot for tuning in. And, of course, those of you on my Facebook and YouTube live pages, I'm waving at you right now, giving you my sideways peace sign. So glad that you're hanging with me. Well, today is all about you. Every Friday, whatever the topic, whatever the question, I'm here to engage with you. We normally kick it off with Marriage Mondays, then Tough Topic Tuesdays, Wisdom Wednesdays, Theological Thursdays, and then Open Phone in Friday. Anything you want to talk to me about today is fair game. So if you've been waiting to ask a question or to engage a different topic that wasn't the topic of the day, well, guess what? I'm here for you, and I'd love to talk to you about it. Whether it's race or religion or relationships, politics, finances, whatever it is, we can engage it. I can walk you through it, talk you through it, pray you through it. Maybe you need a word from the Lord or a word of encouragement. Maybe God would allow us to connect that way today as well. I'm completely open to the way the Spirit is going to move. If you want to give me a call today, my phone lines are open, and the number is 888-432-7434. That's 888-432-7434. Or just remember the word bridge, 888-43-BRIDGE. You can call me and it'll come directly to the studio. Let's do what we always do. We open and close the show in prayer. So let's do that now. Heavenly Father, we do commit the show to you today, and thank you for modern technology where hundreds of thousands can hear what we are talking about, and some can even call in because of technology. And so we're grateful, Lord. Would you GPS our conversation in whatever direction you see fit? For it is in the name of Jesus we pray. Together, everyone said, amen and amen. Well, there are a couple other ways that you can get a hold of me. You can always go to AndersonSpeaks.com, or you can go to my favorite website, EmbraceGracism.com. Either one is fine. Of course, if you go to the Gracism site, you can also hit the button to the Gracism store, where you can get all kind of swag if you're interested in that. But I'm just happy that you're there checking it out. And remember, you can always email me from those websites as well. So feel free to communicate with me in that regard if you'd like, okay? My phone number again is 888-432-7434. And let me just say at the top of the show here that if you need relationship counseling, I want you to think of three C's. Couples Counseling Center. Got it? CouplesCounselingCenter.org. All right, I think every relationship needs some support now and then just to keep things moving in the right direction. And if you are dating, engaged, married, and you want counseling or therapy or support, especially for dating couples, CouplesCounselingCenter.org can help you, and they can do it virtually or in office. So that's a pretty cool opportunity for you there, okay? Now, once again, I'm going to give you my number, then I'm going right to the phone lines. My number is 888-432-7434. I'm going to start off with Shane, and I believe Shane is in Calvert County, Maryland. Hi, Shane. How are you today?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. Are you in Calvert County, Maryland?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, how are you, and what are you thinking about today, sir?
I'm doing good. I lost my father on, well, I found out about it on Monday.
Sorry to hear that.
It's okay. Mm-hmm. He's in a better place. He was a Christian.
Praise God.
He's the one that got me. He's the one that got me to see, you know, what I had to see.
How about that?
Well, my question. Go ahead.
What's your question?
My question is, like, you speak a lot about race.
Yeah.
I don't think we should be speaking about race.
You don't?
Not really.
Okay. Tell me why, or tell me what we should be speaking about.
Well, in this world, if you really look at race, mm-hmm. you could say Greeks, Gentiles, all these people. But
right.
Jesus loves all of us.
Right. I agree.
So I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying, you know, I just don't understand why this world's so crooked and why it has to be. Why does this world have to be what it is? And I know what it is. It's the king of this world. And
yeah.
I won't even give him a name. His name is the enemy.
Yeah.
But Jesus is so full of love and faith. I don't understand why people just don't come.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, wouldn't it be great if we could just focus on the human race and there were no disparities, there were no discrimination, no biases? I mean, that would be great, wouldn't it?
Oh, man, that's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah. But in the meantime and in between time, Shane, what do you think we ought to do? Do you think we ought to make sure that we focus on our neighbor who might be struggling or might be suffering to try to help them and love them? Yeah.
That's what I do. I go into some of the worst places you've ever seen. I go into some of the best places you've ever seen. And mm-hmm. I still do exactly what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I never change.
Well, praise God that you're serving. And my hope is that you would see that, you know, I know you believe that everybody is equal before the Lord. But whenever you see those disparities between whatever the groups are, like the Asians this week, you'll remember on Tough Topic Tuesday, there's a lot of hate crimes toward Asians. It went from 2018, where you had under 300 cases, to now 2020, over 3,000 cases of hate incidents toward Asian Americans. So do we not talk about that, or do we just act like it's not there?
Now, I would ask you where you get your information from.
Asian people and Asian trackers. The specific one was stopaapihate.org, and I had the director of that organization who tracks these particular incidents on the show.
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, what do you do with that?
I see it. I know a ton of Asians, and they don't say the same thing. You know what I mean? I live around such a diverse community that
right.
we don't see it that way.
So when you say,
and I don't like,
when you say we, do you mean you and the other Asians that are your friends? Have you talked to them to ask them how they feel?
Yeah. Yeah, we've spoken. I mean, it's like, this epidemic came out, mm-hmm. which I think is, not to sound like off or whatever, but I don't think coronavirus is as bad as everybody says. And if it was, we'd all be dead already.
Okay.
100%.
Well, again, let's take coronavirus out of it for a second. If you knew Asian brothers and sisters who were being attacked, spit on, beat, hit because they're Asian, and you knew this, Would that change your perspective at all to make you feel more empathetic toward them? Or would you just keep saying, well, the Asians I know don't feel this way, so it must not matter?
I don't think it's about empathy. It's about facts. I mean, if I live for God, I want to see facts. I want to see things, you know, like I don't want to hear the news, which I don't believe in anymore, obviously. And the world is a big, 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 big lie. You know that.
So what facts would you need, though? Like if there's a crime report of Asian people who are saying this happened to them, are you saying they're lying?
No, I'd say this. Where do you get your facts from? That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'm getting it firsthand from the person that reports it. Listen, let me make this clear to you. In my county, where my church is, 4 Asian businesses were broken into and vandalized on the Chinese holiday, the Lunar Year. And
listen,
I'm just saying, my pastors went over to those businesses to talk to those. When people are vandalized, what more facts would you need? If that's my experience in my community, my wife is Asian and she has fear. So tell me, at what point do you say, you know what, Doc? Maybe this actually is valid to some degree, to any degree, but to completely dismiss it because of the Asians you know, that's not about empathy? Then what is that about?
I live in an area where everybody gets broken into. It's just the way it is. And if you want to sit there and say it's Asian, Black, Korean, whatever, I mean, that's up to you.
Well,
I feel like you're living in the modern world where you empathize for the world, but you're not really preaching about Jesus. Jesus is the only way.
Jesus called him a good Samaritan. Why did he call him a good Samaritan? Why did he name his race? Why do we say the Samaritan woman? What's the story there, Shane? And if an Asian person is spit on and they tell them to go back to China, are you still going to just dismiss that like it doesn't matter at all? Like there's no empathy? And if it's about Jesus, then where is the compassion and the empathy for the person that's different than you? Jesus was Jewish and he talked about the woman at the well who was a Samaritan. He talked about the good Samaritan. The religious people didn't cross the street to help the person. So if you know that story, if you want to be like Jesus, then wouldn't you look to people that are different than you who are being attacked or who are suffering to at least have the compassion of Jesus to even give it a listen? Or would you say being like Jesus is just ignoring it and dismissing it? They must be lying.
No, I wouldn't do either.
What I do is I go out
every day. And I feed the poor. I take care of the homeless people. I don't care what color they are.
Well, that's you.
It doesn't matter.
But you can't dismiss the experiences of other people. And when they come on the news or when they come on my show, or if I were to tell you my story of being stopped, do you just dismiss all of that because of your experience? Because you don't experience it. You don't see it. And you're serving everybody. Therefore, anybody who has a differing experience, it must not be real. They just need to be better Christians. That's what I'm hearing you say. Am I wrong?
You dismiss what I say the same way I dismiss what you say. Here's the reason why.
Okay.
All you're kind of like pushing an agenda. And I don't think a Christian should be pushing an agenda.
What is evangelism?
Agenda. There's one agenda.
What is it?
There's only one.
What is it?
Period. It doesn't matter.
What's the one agenda?
Jesus, period.
What's the agenda, though?
He is the agenda.
What did he say is the number one command?
To love your neighbor. Love everybody.
Okay.
Just do it.
But that's my point. Is it loving everybody to say, But those of you who have experienced negative things because of your race, I'm not going to believe you. Is that love?
Who said I don't believe? Who says, who doesn't believe who?
You're saying you don't believe. You're saying you don't believe it. You don't believe Asians are being attacked.
No, I didn't say, what I'm saying is, why are you pushing the race card instead of pushing Jesus?
I am pushing Jesus. And I'm pushing the grace card, not the race card. You're basically saying, as long as you don't talk about race, somehow you're pushing Jesus. Jesus is the one who's saying we need to be thinking about people who are different than us and loving them proactively, which means also protecting them and helping them when they're down. That's what it means to love Jesus, doesn't it?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay.
And I think we all do it.
Okay.
I don't understand why you, like, every time it's Friday because you come on and you're talking about race and all this. It's like, why do we have to talk about race in a hateful world?
Right. So
it doesn't make sense to me.
Is it because it doesn't affect you?
No, it's because you're pushing hatred in a way.
How you push hatred by elevating?
No, listen. Wait.
Okay.
I'm listening. I chose the wrong words. You're not pushing hatred, but you're not like, you don't understand the fact that if you give it power, it is strong. If you don't believe in it,
just ignore it.
It's just not ignore it, but you can't. A racist is a person who says X, Y, and Z. And if you just keep saying it, instead of just being a good person, and you just bring up racism.
I mean, I really wish it was just being a good person. So you're basically saying, don't talk about race, and when people do experience racism, they really shouldn't share it because that's going to be more divisive.
Not at all. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying if you really just live like Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
This will go away.
I wish that were true. And so how are you going to help?
In the Bible, it says, he said it.
He said,
treat everybody right.
So let me ask you this, just to see if your perspective is on or off. How much did we talk about race this week? Because you brought it up today. Today's open phone and Friday. I didn't bring it up. You brought it up, right?
It's Friday.
Okay, so let's take Friday away from it because you brought it up today, not me, right? So now let's look at Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Out of those 4 days, how much did we talk about race?
I'm at work. This is one of my days off.
So okay. On Marriage Monday, we talked about what men want from their wives. On Tough Topic Tuesday, we talked about hate crimes against Asian Americans, whether you believe it's true or not. On Wednesday, we talked about stock trading.
Their relationship with each other, they have to nurture, they have to build into, they have to spend time together, building their marriage, because once the kids are gone, when the job is over, you're retired, you're empty nesters, and you're sitting there, who are you? I don't know.
Right. Let me introduce myself to you.
That's right.
888-432-7434 is the number live in studio. 888-43-BRIDGE. Let's go to Columbia, Maryland and talk to Andrew, who's on the line. Hey, Andrew, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
How you doing, Dr. David Anderson?
Excellent. Thanks for calling. What are you thinking today?
I'm thinking that Pastor Steve is unbelievable. He did our pre-marriage counseling. And I think everybody should go through pre-marriage counseling because it is very, very important. Remember me, Steve?
I remember you, sir. Hey, welcome. Good to hear your voice.
Hey, what were one of the top things that you came out of the premarital counseling with Dr. Steve Hartnett, Andrew?
Probably the thing that sticks in my head is the unspoken words. There's a words that are unspoken between a husband and a wife.
Uh-huh.
For an example, I'll just say, you're washing the dishes. Well, maybe somebody doesn't like the way you're washing the dishes, the spouse, one way, or vacuuming or anything, and they don't say anything. And these things can build up over time. So what you taught me is the unspoken words are so important in today's life that you have to get everything out and have talks and sit down and have private time. And it's been so important. And when Dr. David Anderson introduced me to the pre-marriage, you know, counseling, I was a little skeptical. I said, I'll go ahead and do it. But you think you know it all, but you don't know it all. And it was one of the most important things that I contributed to Stephen's. We had about 6 weeks of it, and it was so enlightening. It was just so beautiful the way he did everything. And you owe me a date, Stephen, with you and your wife, because you said 1 year anniversary you will go out with us, right?
Hey, you got my word on that. I'm ready.
Well, you know what? That's great news. Thank you so much, Andrew, for calling. I appreciate that. Steve, how does that feel then, Pastor Steve, when you hear someone come back and say you really helped them with their focus and their mindset, like Andrew just said?
It means more to me than $1 million, because I do this and I tell people that I've come as one who's been broken too. Pastor, you know my situation, my background, you know my story. And as I counsel others, I don't look down, but I look across. And I have a passion to see strong marriages. And I want to see people help. And when they come back and say their marriage is better or they got something out of it for the premarital counseling, that makes my day, because that's another family, another couple that don't end up in divorce court. And that's my goal, is to see many marriages strengthened and pre-married couples counseled so they can go in with the right mindset and the tools to navigate through that, which is already difficult in itself. Marriage is hard work.
Well, one of the things that Andrew mentioned was unspoken words. So is part of drifting, you become silent and you don't start saying the things that you're really feeling inside?
That is part of drifting, but one of the defense mechanisms you use when you begin to drift and drift and drift is I call the four horsemen of the apocalypse. John Gottman wrote a book, and these are communication mechanisms that you use as defense mechanism when you've drifted. And now you're in a state of being critical or contempt or defensiveness or stonewalling. Those are things you don't want to happen in marriage. So you want to catch that marital drifting before it gets too far out of reach or to this point here.
The four horses of the apocalypse, the things you don't want to do in communication with your spouse. Is that right?
That's correct. And they are like, okay, I'm mad at you now. You hurt me. You're not what you say you were. And, you know, you're fighting. So you start building these walls of communication barriers, which I call the four horsemen of the apocalypse. They're deadly, destructive, and if they're not dealt with, will lead to destruction of the marriage.
Well, what we'll do when we get back on the other side of our commercial break, we'll make sure to get those four horses of the apocalypse communication barriers down so people can listen and write that down. Maybe they have questions about them. If you have a question about your marriage drifting, or maybe how to woo your spouse back from drifting, throwing out a life raft and pulling them back, give us a call. The phone number is 888-432-7434. If you're trying to memorize the number, just remember the word bridge, 888-4-3-BRIDGE. My special guest today on this topic of avoiding marital drifting is our guest pastor, Steve Hartnett. Dr. Hartnett is an associate pastor at the church that I lead in Columbia, Maryland, and in Reisterstown, Maryland. He is one of our fine associate pastors. Give us a call at 888-432-7434. We'll be right back. You're tuned into Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson.
and will keep Virginia open, and he'll cut the cost of living for Virginians by immediately eliminating the grocery tax and suspending the recent gas tax hike. And you'll invest in our roads and highways, making our businesses more competitive. Your constitutional rights? Glenn Youngkin will defend them, protecting our First and our Second Amendment rights and restoring the photo ID requirement to vote, making it easy to vote but hard to cheat. Glenn Youngkin is ready to get to work for you to ensure Virginia is the best place to live, work, and raise a family.
I'm Glenn Youngkin, candidate for governor, and I paid for this ad.
The real estate market has exploded as of late. Now, whether you're looking to buy or sell your home, a great agent can make all the difference in the world. Rich Lee here to talk to you about the agent that I've come to know and trust to get the deal done. Chuck Teets of Chuck and Olga Realtors. I've known Chuck for lots of years. His unique strategies allow for buyers and sellers to both win. Find out how much of a difference a great agent can make. Call Chuck today at 703-898-8930 or on the web at chuckcares.com.
Alexa can play WAVA-FM and hear us wherever you are on our mobile app, iHeart, TuneIn, or radio.com.
I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Wave. 105.1 FM. WAVA.
Christian women visit iBelieve.com, where they can explore the deeper issues of their faith and learn how other women have handled the challenges of being a believer. Go to iBelieve.com.
Today is an encore presentation of Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. We're not taking your calls today, but thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show.
Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. Here I am hanging out with you. We still have 30 minutes left, and so let me go right to the phone lines. Let's go to Finksburg, Maryland, and talk to Patty, who's on the line. Hello, Miss Patty. It's Dr. Anderson here. How are you?
I'm great, Dr. Anderson. Very grateful to be alive.
Well, thanks for holding on, too. Hey, what's your comment or question today?
No, I had a question about Genesis 19:8. When Lot offered up his daughters to the men of Sodom to protect the angels that he took into his house,
mm-hmm.
I was just wondering if you had any idea why he might have done that.
I think because he was not walking with the Lord. I mean, you know, that culture, you could offer up your daughters. This is terrible, right? They're like property.
And
in this culture, the men could sell their daughters off. They could marry their daughters off. And in this case, he used his daughters to try to protect himself and Lot from destruction. And of course, it didn't turn out well for them. But that was just wrong. There's no good explanation except it was just wrong. He was covering his own behind, so to speak, and it wasn't right. It says
right.
He says, "Look, I have two daughters who have never slept with a man, which makes them more valuable because they're virgins." Let me bring them out to you, and you can do what you like with them, but don't do anything to these men, for they have come under the protection of my roof. And so this passage reminds us of how women were seen as less valuable than men, and also that the homosexual behavior, when, like raping a man or wanting to have sex with a man under his roof, would have been even more abominable than, you know what, just take my virgin daughters and do whatever you want to them. Like, the, like somehow that's better because they're girls, you know, and guys doing this is really terrible and it's really bad. So just do it to the girls and somehow it's not as bad. And the reality is they're both wrong. It's both evil, and it's unfortunate.
I agree. Yes, I was just thinking. You know, they had power and authority from God, so surely he didn't really even need to do that.
They didn't need to do that. Just like Moses once, I think it was Moses. Don't quote me because I can't remember right now. Where maybe it was Abraham, but where he you know saying that this person was his sister. You know, again, mm-hmm. I can't quickly, but it was a man of God, but in his fear, he's like, no, this is my sister. But really, it was his wife. And so
right.
I think what happens to people, and this is all of us, Peter, who denied Christ three times, and that is a fear that you, sometimes you do the wrong thing out of fear. And I think that they were just afraid. Lot was afraid. And so he came up with this cockamamie plan that was really just as evil as if he would have trusted Christ. Yeah, it was Abraham and Sarah. Thanks for the help, one of my teammates. We had a brain blank out for a second, but it was Abraham and Sarah. But all I can say, Patty, is I'm with you so far as just it. I condemn the whole thing.
Yeah, I couldn't even imagine doing that. You know,
no,
offer up your children.
I have a daughter. I have two boys and a daughter. No, I can't. I can't even think about it. I'm with you on that one. So.
Oh.
thank God we're not in that culture anymore.
Oh, thank the Lord, yes.
Yeah, remember
Jesus came to a woman first, didn't he?
He sure did, and you women ought to be honored, period. And, you know, think about that text about Leah and Rachel and Jacob, I think it was Jacob, he worked for 7 years to get this gal, Rachel, mm-hmm. and then he opens
then he
his eyes,
Leah.
He ends up getting Leah, and so think about what the father did, though. The father's like, no, I'm going to give you this one. Like, what value did Leah have that she could just be given, you know, but that was the culture at the time. I'm not excusing it. It was all because of sin in the garden. And that's where, you know, the curse of the curse where it says that he, you know, that the woman will and the men will basically fight one another. It's for dominance. And as a result, that's why we see so much of that chauvinism in the scriptures.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're so welcome, Miss Patty. All right. Let's go to Greg in Southern Maryland. Hey, Greg, it's Dr. Anderson. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm doing pretty good.
I just had a comment about Shane. You know, I think that's his name, Shane. Or whatever his
mm-hmm,
name is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I just I want to say, you know, once upon a time, and then, you know, we got to always go back to history. Unfortunately, we do because, you know, like after slavery, you know, I remember we tried to forget about race, you know, but however, it keeps coming up, you know, and you had this, you know, Christian right or at the same time, Ku Klux Klan was, you know, feeding into, you know, burning down our neighborhoods, black folks' houses, burning cross on it or whatnot.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, but Greg, don't
ideal,
Greg, hold on. Don't talk about it because you're going to create division.
Right. So the idea of not talking about it, we tried it. We tried not talking about it, but you know, Oklahoma, you know, they got burned down in 1920, you know. And you know, I mean, there are countless incidents where you know, we were peaceful, not doing anything, then they killed Martin Luther King, you know, was assassinated. And then, you know, it's been plenty of times where we try not to talk about it or where we're just peaceful, whatever. And then, you know, what's the reason for George Floyd? I mean, seriously.
Just don't talk about it, right? Don't talk about it.
Yeah, you know,
don't talk about Rodney King.
But what I would say is,
you know, hey, I gotta run to this break, Greg. Sorry, my friend. I'll be right back, y'all. happiness is closer than you think. My listeners already know I believe in professional counseling, and I'm happy to tell you how you can get outstanding counseling right at home, at work, or wherever you feel most comfortable. It's easy with eHome Counseling. You can get an outstanding counselor via video. It's convenient, confidential, and flexible. You know, sometimes life is hard, but eHome Counseling will help you. They'll help you through your struggles of depression, anxiety, addiction, or PTSD. eHome Counseling can help, and they take major insurance. So give them a call at 833-40-EHOME. That's 833-40-EHOME. Or catch them online, ehomegroup.com. That's ehomegroup.com. Happiness is closer than you think.
We all want to get back to normal, and getting the COVID-19 vaccine puts us closer to that goal. Getting vaccinated is a critical step towards reducing the impact COVID-19 has on our family, friends, and neighbors. Did you know hundreds of thousands of Prince Georgians have received at least the first dose? This is huge, and we need your help to continue fighting the virus by getting vaccinated. Vaccinations are now available at Prince George's County-operated COVID-19 clinics for individuals 12 and older who live or work in the county. Eligible individuals do not need an appointment to get vaccinated, but do require consent from a parent or legal guardian for individuals 17 and younger. So get vaccinated today and let your family, friends, and community know that you're proud to be protected. Visit mypgc.us/COVID vaccine to learn more.
Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. Glad to be hanging out with you. It's open phone in Friday, so anything you want to talk about is up to you. It's your topic, and I'll just flow with you, and let's see where the conversation leads, all right? My phone number is 888-432-7434. All right, let's go to Springfield, Virginia, and talk to Anonymous, who's on the line. Hey, Anonymous, Dr. Anderson here. How you doing?
Good, Doc. How are you?
I'm alive and grateful. What's going on with you?
I think we need to stop talking about abortion so that it'll go away. You know, because if we stop talking about it, then obviously abortion will go away and we won't ever have to deal with it again. You know?
So just stop talking about it, it'll go away.
Absolutely. You know, and the only reason people want to stop talking about it is because they are not the ones who are suffering from it. You know, but yet we sit up here every day and we listen to these politicians get on, get out in front of television cameras and try and convince us that what we saw, we didn't see, what we went through, we didn't go through, and everything is actually something different than what it actually was. But that's okay too.
Well, you make a good point that usually when you have a let's stop talking about it because it's being divisive and it'll go away, doesn't work in marriage, doesn't work in society. Thanks a lot. I appreciate you, Anonymous. Okay.
All right.
Let's see what Chris is talking about. He's in Pikesville, Maryland. Hey, Chris, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm happy in Jesus.
You're happy in Jesus. Okay, good.
Look, you was really demonstrating long suffering and patience as the rest of us waiting on the line to get in.
Oh, Lord. I hope you're praying for me.
Look, I'm just going to say this. If the gentleman didn't see how the elderly Asians were being knocked down, thrown in the street, it was on regular TV. You can see it. He was blind. But look, this is my subject.
But that's the media. That's the media just blowing it up and feeding you lies. That's not facts.
Well, I'm just gonna believe God for the eyes of his understanding being enlightened.
Okay,
but you know, my thing is Christian dating. Let's get a palate cleanse.
Okay, there you go. Christian dating, new topic. Go ahead.
Christian dating. Now, from my reading in the scriptures, dating really isn't that's like a world system, the world system of dating to find a wife.
Yeah.
But if a person is growing in the word, growing in grace, growing in knowledge and submission to the will of God,
yeah.
The Bible said, my sheep hear my voice.
Mm-hmm.
And the word also says, who God joined together, let no man put asunder. Now who get married. And another thing I like to look at how in the book of Song of Solomon,
yeah.
He said, my sister, my spouse.
Mm.
So in saying all of that, the Bible said, don't be unequally yoked with a non-believer. Why would a person that is saved marry a person that is not saved?
Right, right, right. Yeah, so, you know, the whole dating thing is probably more of an American thing. A lot of marriages are arranged, and, of course, we've seen a lot of that throughout Scripture as well. But listen, Chris, thanks a lot for chiming in today, okay?
Yeah, I know. That I blame Sean or whatever that guy's name for taking 24 minutes.
Sorry, man. I know you waited. I know you waited, but you know what? We have to hear many different opinions to have this conversation. And guess what? If you didn't have this show, when would we actually have these conversations, right? I mean, I just don't know a lot of places where you can have a Christian conversation on very difficult topics, even if, you know, you want to scream sometimes. Okay? So thanks for hanging in there is what I'm trying to say to you. Okay, Chris?
Yeah, I got the fruit of the Spirit. I can handle it.
Uh-huh. There you go, my friend. Take care. He used that King James word, didn't he? He didn't even say patience. He just said long suffering. All right, let's talk to Bill. Bill is in Gaithersburg, Maryland. Hey, Bill, how you doing today, sir?
Very good, Dr. Anderson.
Thanks for calling.
Absolutely. I'd call in on this one. First of all, I've got to give you credit. You gave Shane a lot of respect. I don't know that I've ever heard you not skip basically the first advertisement. So you allowed Shane to keep going. I hope Shane gets from this the respect that you gave him and that he doesn't have a bitter taste in his mouth from this.
Yeah.
I pray that Shane is able to open his eyes up and see that there's things that are going on outside of his circle and his own little island. I do understand that some people aren't open to things, and of course, no one's going to be open to discussing it with them if they're not open, sympathetic, and open to hearing it.
Yeah.
It sounds like Shane's a good guy, and he's out there to spread the word.
Yeah.
But it sounds like he's got his doors closed and doesn't see everything. So I hope and pray that Shane gets from this more, and he's able to see that there's a lot more going on all around. And I praise you for the respect that you gave him.
And that is so kind of you, first of all, to say, Bill, and I'm just glad that Shane could call me. You know what I mean? You know, what black guy can he call that's a Christian pastor to talk about these things? I'm glad he was able to call me, but it can be exhausting. But then guys like you call, and it's just like, thank you, you know, because Shane needs to hear it not just from me. He needs to hear it from other people. And it's not just Shane. Shane represents many other voices that agree. And I don't want to disrespect those voices, but I also don't want to not be an honest broker and push against it, because that's what this show's about, pushing against one another. So thanks for the encouragement. I appreciate you. Okay, Bill?
Keep it up. You're doing great.
Thanks, man. Let's go to Waldorf, Maryland, and talk to Devin, who's on the line. Hi, Devin. It's Dr. Anderson. How are you?
Well, Dr. Anderson, look, that is so wonderful, nice, and kind, but I was over here screaming for you, okay? So whatever, but I'm going to try my best to keep it close. Let me tell you something. The Word of God says the heart of man is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? He can. Patience is one thing. I'm sorry, my gift is prophetic. Patience is one thing, okay? But what he needs to do is to check his salvation card. He needs to find out who Jesus is and who he is in Jesus, okay? And relinquish his mind to the Spirit of God so that he can learn a thing or two. The Lord did not put us here not to think, not to discuss. What kind of progress is that?
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Well, listen, you know what? Thank you for, I bet you were screaming over there in Waldorf. But
I was.
You know what? I'd love to pass the mic around sometimes, but I know y'all are here, so I appreciate you. Blessings to you. Let me go to Anonymous in Virginia, in Northeast Washington, D.C. Hi, Anonymous. I'm Dr. Anderson. Who are you?
Hi,
I mean, not who are you. Like, you don't have to give me your name. You're anonymous. But what's your comment or question? Going once. Going twice. Okay, are you there?
Hello.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, sir. Give me your comment or question quickly here.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I kind of see where I'm a brother. I just want to say, I kind of see what Shane was saying. I think what he's saying is that we're talking about it too much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think he just stops talking about it, goes away.
I think
what he's saying, you know, a situation where you keep bringing something up, you kind of like, you're fueling it. So
uh-huh.
I kind of agree with him.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like I said, I'm a brother. I don't think the racism is a big problem that we have to keep fueling. I think that's where he was going with it.
Got it.
And I kind of agree. You know, I think, you know, we bring stuff on ourselves as people in general.
What about the Asian Americans who are really going through it right now? Don't you think we ought to know about it so we can help support them?
Well, when you say going through it, I think everybody goes through something. It's just, I don't think it's a big one. You say, okay, well, we got a race problem.
Gotcha. I mean, okay, I have to go because the break's coming up anyway. But you know what? Man, that sounds harsh. Everyone's going through it. So let's not even stand up for the Asian Americans who are really going through it right now. That's not biblical to me. I'll be right back.
Did you know that Big Lou can vaccinate your entire estate from the virus known as Uncle Sam? That's right. Big Lou and Term Provider have the only single-dose solution in town, a $1 million term life insurance policy. Yep, a $1 million term life insurance policy with no side effects. One call to Big Lou can lead to an entire estate vaccination that'll provide 100% guaranteed protection against estate taxes and debt, even if you are a bit porky or have a splash of sugar diabetes. In fact, a 50-year-old male may qualify for $500,000 of coverage for less than $100 per month. A million for less than $200 per month. Call Big Lou at Term Provider to get the service and price you deserve with zero side effects. Call 800-555-2085 right now. 800-555-2085. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He follows the science, too. Call 800-555-2085 or visit BigLou.com. Big Lou doesn't give tax advice.
I'm Jonathan McKee, and you're listening to Plugged In.
I want to make art, and I want to make trouble.
In the live-action movie Cruella, now available to rent, stream, or buy, we get the origin story of Disney's Cruella de Vil. Cruella didn't always go by that name. She began as a sensitive and smart girl named Estella. Her most prominent feature? A full head of hair, half black, half white, marking her as an outsider. And tragic loss further propels young Estella down a dark path. Cruella isn't a kid's movie. This PG-13 film asks us not just to understand this villain's story, but to sympathize with Cruella's hunger for vengeance. So we're giving it a 2.5 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio and be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Jonathan McKee for Focus on the Family's Plugged In.
Life-changing talk radio. Worldwide at WAVA.com. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA.
Listen to your favorite Christian programs anytime on the OnePlace app. Download and listen offline. Stream to your car or automated home device. Download OnePlace at Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
We're here for you 24 hours a day. 105.1 FM, WAVA. Helping you navigate the storms of life. Open 24 hours a day. 105.1 FM. WAVA.
The real estate market has exploded as of late. Now, whether you're looking to buy or sell your home, a great agent can make all the difference in the world. Rich Lee here to talk to you about the agent that I've come to know and trust to get the deal done. Chuck Teets of Chuck and Oldville Realtors. I've known Chuck for lots of years. His unique strategies allow for buyers and sellers to both win. Find out how much of a difference a great agent can make. Call Chuck today at 703-898-8930. Or on the web at chuckcares.com.
Hello, friends. This is Janice Fonseca, producer of Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson.
I want to thank you for joining us on this thought-provoking radio show where Dr. Anderson creates a safe, uncommon table to build bridges where there's a divide. Because like he says, comprehension begins with conversation. Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson is a nonprofit ministry, and it is made possible with generous listeners like you. Will you consider partnering with us? It's really easy. Let me tell you how. Go to AndersonSpeaks.com and click on the donate button. Consider giving a monthly donation. If you're a business and want to sponsor Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson, email me at info@AndersonSpeaks.com. Together we can build bridges and have great conversations on Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. Become a partner or a sponsor and go to AndersonSpeaks.com and donate. Join us again tomorrow at 3 p.m. and Saturday at 7 p.m. We want you to be part of this conversation. We can't do this without you. We look forward to your partnership and sponsorship. AndersonSpeaks.com.
And thank you so very much for your sponsorship, for your support of all of my sponsors and my advertisers, including Best Buy Waterproofing. They can make sure to keep you dry in your home when it's really wet outside and the water's rising up under the house or maybe even leaking from the roof. They do waterproofing and roofing. Give them a call, 844-980-3707. Their number once again, 844-980-3707. Or check them out at BestBuyWaterproofing.com and make sure you tell them Dr. Anderson sent you. Whenever they do business with one of my listeners, they always give a $500 donation back to the radio program. So that's a blessing. It's a win-win all the way around, right? Supporting your favorite program and keeping you dry. I like that. BestBuyWaterproofing.com. Well, Pastor Steve, we've come to the end of the show, but as you have been working with many couples over the years, I know that you've got so much wisdom. Is there a final thought that you'd like to leave with our listeners when it comes to avoiding marital drifting?
Yes, Pastor Anderson, here it is in summary. Study one another, learn each other's love language, spend time together, and apply some biblical principles, and keep the flames burning.
Well, that takes some proactivity and some intentionality, doesn't it, Pastor Steve?
Yes, it does. It takes hard work, but it's worth all the work you put into it.
Yes. And is there times when you would encourage a couple to get pastoral counseling or clinical counseling? Is there a difference between the two?
Yes. If there are underlying psychological or other medical issues, I'll refer it out.
Yeah.
If they need a psychologist. But when it comes to actual pastoral counseling or family counseling, I take them through the process there. But I don't mind referring out. I know when to say, okay, you go over here.
Right. If people wanted to get a hold, if people wanted to get a hold of you, what would be the best way to do that?
Okay, they can reach me through the KIB, Bridgeway.cc,
4-3,
I think.
Got it. Care@Bridgeway.cc. Care@Bridgeway.cc. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Dr. Hardinette.
Thank you, Dr. Anderson. God bless, and keep looking up.
Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today's show. We thank you that you can help us tie the knot so tight that even when we drift, we come back. We pray for every couple. We pray for Navid, as well as all the others that are listening today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Father, help your children.
Brighten up your home.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn.
deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.